Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast channels, We Got Issues Too. You know, it's always so great having you guys here, and we definitely have a lot of things that we want to talk about. So I don't know if you know, but it came out that Lil Pump, or rather Lil Pimp, I guess that's the way I call him now, didn't even have a vote, but yet him did a back Trump. Ironic, right? Also, we want to talk about that YouTube, that famous YouTube couple, Ken and Deira. Yikes. You know, definitely also want to touch on the Scooter Braun situation with selling Taylor Swift's album. So we have a lot of shit to talk about. So tune in. Hey, thank you for joining. Shane looks like the first one here today. Shane.
Yes.
You can at least say good evening.
Oh, hi.
No manners in half. No. What's up? Child, when we give volume, always a low.
I don't know. You're hearing better now?
Hi! Sorry for being late. Why are you looking at me?
Oh my gosh.
What is the problem? Why is everybody laughing? What happened?
I'm laughing because, bitch, as per usual, you're louder than everybody else.
Because you know my mouth is bigger than everybody else. Right. And I eat more than everybody else, except Shane.
Anyway, let's definitely get into this. So, good evening. How are you, Shannon?
Hi, Robin. How are you? How are you, Shane? Sorry for being late. I've never been late before. Shane always sound depressed, guys. Just don't pay him any mind.
Yeah, we've been noticing that. But anyways, you know, we definitely have quite a few interesting topics where we want to get into for sure. No, Shannon, you remember when I talked about the whole Lil Pimp situation, or him did that back Trump? And Trump was even called Lil Pimp. So it come out that Lil Pump didn't even have, he wasn't even registered to vote. Like, I mean, he was doing all that hollering and hooping and backing up Donald Trump. But at the same time, like, it was like legit clout chasing because he didn't even cast the ballot, and probably not even could not even be eligible for vote. But then Emma do all of them back them bullshit there.
So he wasn't even registered to vote in the first place. He's from Florida. He was not registered to vote. He did not vote.
Right. And I mean, people can definitely clone him because him definitely deserve to get cloned. But look at it this way, Shannon. We're at this point, and he's at this particular point in his career where it is on the line, right? You're not hearing no song from Lil Pump, right? COVID a kick, therefore nobody can really go out and perform like that. So no avenue not really generate for him. You understand?
So right.
It's like you have to think about the fact that, like, you have to understand that Trump were like trying to get people to come there, like he's getting people to come here either to perform or to show or to get back to from them. So a lot of persons obviously turned down all of that. But him definitely because he's in the state of Florida, where he knows there are a lot of Republicans down there in the Latin community, and he wants to stay relevant. So I feel like on the broader scheme of things, he was really looking at the attention that he would have really gotten outside of his failing rap career. I think that along with the fact that he won, of course, I feel like that was also another motivation to doing what he did, even though he knows he can't go vote for Trump in all actuality.
Right. That's
what I think.
Well, my thoughts on all of this was, I think that we as a generation should stay woke and stuff like this going on around us, because we really and truly don't know what is going on until, like, people start exposing certain things. It's really sad that stuff like this is happening and we are not aware of what is going on, because Trump here, to my knowledge, or the word on the street, are quote unquote, allegedly, he paid off a whole lot of celebrities, artists, rap stars, people of that persona to come out and come to his concert, come to his rallies, I'm saying concert, come to his rallies and stuff to support him under the pretense of them showing up looking like they're supporting him, which in fact they are getting paid. Because 50 did mention on The Breakfast Club a few days ago that he was offered $1 million to go to Donald Trump's inauguration, and also was allegedly offered money to come to one of his rally. Yeah. So allegedly stated that Lil Wayne must have gotten paid to post the picture and show support to him. So it's a whole mess, and it's misleading to the public. I think that we don't need a president like that.
Yeah, and going back to the Lil Pump situation, like, I mean, I can't necessarily be angry at him, because, I mean, a dude's got to do what a dude's got to do, and, I mean, he's getting a bag at the end of the day. So, I mean... it's just so funny to me, because it's like he's not thinking about the fact that it's going to look bad on him, you know. He's just thinking about the fact that the attention that is going to garner him. But I don't think he realizes that now he looks like a kind of a clown because Trump lost. So that definitely I would steer people away from his music. You get what I mean? Because maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe if Trump had won, he could have captured those young Trump-loving kids. But he's now forever and will be donkey of the day.
I agree.
You have any opinion?
No, sorry.
Like, I can't. Like, what's going on? Why can't we hear you? You need to get a better mic, Shane.
Are you hearing me better?
All right, so we're going to be moving on. Are you hearing him, Shannon?
Yes, I just heard him.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. My phone needs help.
So we were asking if you had an opinion on, like, the Lil Pump situation on him not being able to vote, even though he's publicly backed Trump.
Technically, no. His arrogance is annoying. He's just a child trying to be an adult and thinking he knows shit that he doesn't.
I think all the littles have that trait in them, though.
I mean, the name is so off-putting to me. I mean, if I had asthma, if I had asthma, I would want a little pump. I want a big pump. Like the fuck?
Oh my god!
That's goddamn.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, guys, you know, this story kind of fell on my lap and I want to talk about it, but full disclosure, right? I don't get into YouTube couples at all. Like, I'm not here for it. I just find it to be corny and it always ends the same. Like, there's the same end result with all of these YouTube couples, relationship goals to have couples. Like, I've kind of glanced them over the years, you know, Shannon, but I've never like got into them. I don't know if you have, but I've never really get that much talk. But this recent situation, I guess you guys know these, they're popular YouTube stars, Ken Walker and Dierra. They've been engaged now for a couple months. But over the weekend, there was a video that actually came out where there's this girl. Do you remember the name of the girl, Shannon?
I don't remember her name, but I'm looking to see if I can find it.
Yeah, but she's really pretty. She's really pretty. She's, you know.
Her name is Megan Pierce.
Megan Pierce.
Morgan Pierce. Morgan Pierce.
I know it's some M name. If I'm a tongue bitch. Anyway,
but yeah.
Yeah. So there was a video that came out. Ken Walker was in the parking lot. You know, I rub up on the girl, rub up on her ass. And, you know, the girl looked like, you know, her skin's like it's a fire. And I'll leave something there. You know, the video, you know. And this sparked a lot of situation because, bitch, I'm gonna tell us there's layers to this shit. There are layers to this shit. Because normally, we're not just glaze over this, but as me a look at the whole situation, like, we just start thinking about the factors, you know, surrounding this whole situation. Because first, more on top of all, the twin break, because me, I get to understand that Ken Walker is a twin. Right, Shannon, you've seen the video.
Yes, I'm aware.
Him come out and him say, oh, it's not me, it's my bro. You know, I don't know how many times he's fucked other bitches, but it ain't the first time. And you may say I'm being better, but I'm just speaking the truth. You know what I mean? Like, that was literally the energy I was getting from that video. And I don't know about you, but I was getting a little bit bitter vibes, like big bitter vibes, dead ass. Like, what do you think, Shannon? Because more on top of the video there, it's going to get into other things.
It's a sigh for me. Like, oh my God, I did not expect it. But I was like, what did I expect though? Because when watching his YouTube live, when he went live and everything, basically he was like throwing his brother under the bus and right, making the world know that he doesn't give a fuck about what they think of him throwing his brother under the bus. So to me, right then and there, I was like, I would not want to fuck around a brother like you.
Right.
To say we came from the same womb, because they are identical twins. They're not like paternal twins. They're identical. So if me and you come out of the same placenta,
well, Ken kind of looks better though.
Huh?
If I may say, Ken kind of looks better though. Just saying.
Because he have a little bit more money, and that's where I thought the whole bitterness is coming from, because he's really and truly not carrying his brother along with him. So that's where all of that is coming from, because I watched another blog and they were talking about this entire thing, and what basically they're saying is that he went on YouTube, got big, whatever, whatever, but he just left his brother by the wayside. So his brother now looks at it like, well, I don't owe him. He doesn't owe me anything. So I don't need to back him or try to protect him from anything or anyone. So it's but not like whatever.
Here's the tea, though, because I'm hearing that the same brother, like, he's on YouTube, like, OnlyFans, slinging his peenie.
Okay.
So, I'm like, saying, like, because I'm definitely getting big-ass sibling rivalry, bitterness situation going on, because, I mean, we're twins, right? Like, when it's even, I've known twin YouTube page situation to, you know, show with twinness, but you and Vera over there, so you have, like, this big-ass, you know, house, cars, you know, about to get married, you know? And I'm over here, like, left in the dust. And I feel like the way how it come out, the energy that I got from the video, is like he was just waiting on this to happen. So him
throwing under the bus,
right? And then not just throw him under the bus, but kind of like get people to support his own fans. Which
reality is, you have two options.
What was that? Shane, you were saying something?
No, sorry, that was my laptop.
Huh?
No, that was my laptop. My apologies.
Are you hearing him, Shannon?
Yes, he said it was his laptop.
Is it just me?
Apparently, because I'm hearing him perfectly fine.
You're hearing him loud.
How did you hear the laptop go off, but you didn't hear him say he's sorry?
That is so weird. Because I am not hearing you at all, Shane. That's fucking weird.
Do you want to continue, Robin?
Yeah, definitely. So I was saying that I was just getting, like, mad bad vibes from the twin brother. And, like, I'm really concerned because as a session, like, Moon, I expect as a twin, as between brother, identical twin, we're supposed to have like this bond, this tightness where even if that situation happens, like when I expect your feet to say no comment or you just not speak on it like at all.
To me, I don't see where he needs to hold loyalty. But to me, going out there and putting more sticks to the fire to make it get bigger and bigger is I don't care what happened. I don't think so.
I disagree. The fact
you think
that,
he owes him loyalty,
of course. Like you,
why
you are my brother, you are my twin. Like I don't know if you know twins, but there's always like this level of
not every twin is like that. That's what you think a twin is supposed to do, but they're not.
I know that is what I'm expecting it to be. So the fact that it's not like that indicates that there isn't a type of there's some type of tension right there. So because you know, like if you have your sibling, I don't know, like for the fact that I come out of the same womb, like you're half close.
I keep Robin. It doesn't have to be like that. You have like twins that.
I know twins. I know a lot of twins, bitch, and they've always been the best of friends. Like, who can't
yes, but not if I know twins that they have some riff or something went wrong along the line somewhere and they just don't speak to each other. It's just like a regular brother and sister or sisters or whatever. They just have a riff and they just don't talk to each other. It's just what it is. It's twins don't have a loyalty or pledge something along the way to say we're never gonna be mad at each other or we're never gonna argue or I'm never gonna throw you under the bus. It's just how they get back from where they go. Everybody argues. Nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ken Walker, he did come out and made a statement about the situation. He basically admitted, say, yo, like, him see the girl, and never actually see the girl before that night prior. You know, him just did it, you know, talk and look a flirt in a guan, and he made the wrong decision, or probably, you know, touching her on his ass. You know, definitely apologize to De'Ara, saying, you know, I apologize for the hurt, and, you know, definitely gonna deserve that and all that something. So he did make an attempt. And I feel, you know, people are so invested in these YouTube couples' life, as the fact said this situation would happen, and he has sent death threats to Morgan and Ken Walker. I'm like, y'all, like, chill. Like, these are still people at the end of the day. They're still allowed to make mistakes. You know, relationships go through ups and downs. People are just cheaters, because apparently this isn't the first time Ken Walker has done so.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, that is right. And if you understand, say, this is a business, people. Like, these couple are a business. Like, they make their money being together. So shit like this will happen, but I don't necessarily feel as though he's going to shake De'Ara and Ken. So the whole death threat situation, not necessary. It's not that deep. So the next layer to this, I'm definitely calling it the cloud chase. I'm getting cloud chase vibes from this person, because I get to understand as well, Shane. So the girl Morgan, who was in the video, Ken Walker's actually married, right? And this dude, the husband, now come on live, his own live, and was saying a bag of shit like, oh, she's always done this, and oh, she's betrayed me, and oh, she don't want to see her kids, and she hasn't seen her, she's not paying attention to her kids, and this is the type of shit that she does embarrassing me, and how, you know, like, when did I say, oh, you're definitely gonna fight for it first, and, you know, I'm baby mother, so you're not gonna talk shit about her, but if you want more information, you can just definitely follow my Cash App here. Really? Really? You don't want to talk shit about your baby mother, about your wife, but if people send money to your Cash App, you will? How much more cloud chasing is that?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
You don't see anything wrong with that?
Nope, because I see a lot of... If you don't know how Instagram Live works nowadays, it's all entertainment. And people are selling stuff. If you want the story, you gotta buy it. Nobody's giving it to you for free. So I've been seeing it happen even with our community in New York. Mm-hmm. I would be on their live a couple nights or whenever my friend would say, you know, they're having a live over there. You want to see what's going on, whatever, whatever. I go over there and I'd be looking. All they be doing is saying Cash App. I don't remember. Zelle. What else do they be saying? Oh, my God. They be saying it so fucking awful so many times. It's not even funny. I'm trying to remember his name. But all he be on is Cash App. Zelle. And he be going on and on. So... Listen, I'm telling you, that's how they are. That's how everybody on YouTube is. If you want to look at it that way, but they're looking at it as making a business and making a profit from the story that you want to hear. So if you want to hear it, you pay for it.
Mm-hmm. But before I have some final statements, Shane, I would love for our audience to hear what you have to say about this, if you have an opinion.
They're just dramatic little black people, honestly. They exhaust me.
I agree. They exhaust me too, and this is the reason why I don't pay attention to them, because we know how this works, right? We have these wonderful YouTube couples that pop up on their screen, and oh, we have them as relationship goals. Like, everything they do, we become so invested because they start doing things together. They seem so great on camera together, and we eventually fall in love with them being a couple. they have their relationship pranks, you know, to the point where, you know, that get a little bit tired, tighten up, start getting corny, and people aren't really that interested in any question that answers the answer. And then, you still gotta have the diehard fan. But then, you're gonna have them type of scandal here, because as I mentioned earlier, like, these are a business couple. Like, probably a lot of, probably the relationship not even, maybe it's real, but not it's big, but have a lot of relationship channels that are just business relationships are real. So they make the money being together as a part of the part. I bet you if Sierra and Ken do decide to separate and have their own channel, then I would just fade away. People are saying that there's potential for Sierra to continue on because she does have that personality. But if them break up, most of we not gonna be interested. That's just fine.
I think me personally, I think people will still watch Sierra. Yes, she's very entertaining. She knows what she's doing, and to me, she's the brains behind the business, as most women always is. But anyway, guys, we got footage here from what really happened, so we're gonna dive into it.
I have a whole child with her. You said, I don't know, somebody's gonna fake her, but it's just like, regardless, like, what do I need to fake hurt about? I'm hurt like a pussy. Bad news today, when I'm looking, do you know how many tears I cried, bro? Or how much I've been through? And like I said, I got a child to take care of, bro. I can't. If I left, then he's gonna take care of her.
Like, no, he has to talk to the other people because all that people keep doing it, so you have to go to move or something.
I've talked to my baby mom. Yes, I talked to her. She tried. She said that nothing happened between them or whatever. She's a compulsive liar. She's all about it. I'm not worried. Whatever. As far as Jira, yes, I did. Just to show respect. That's it. One young crazy man. Said fake. Yeah, this was the final straw. Yes, I will be filing for divorce. Yes. The same way all of y'all found out. I found out through Instagram. Everybody DM me, all my posts.
Basically, that was it.
Here's what I think before I move on. And this is a weird out there theory and I may be reaching, but follow with me. What if Morgan and her husband is actually setting up Ken to try to get Cloud off of him? You know, because he's definitely the type of person where if this, really pretty girl just come on to him, of course, I'm gonna give him a time at the end, maybe a little flirting, say what he wants, whatever the case may be. But what if,
mm-hmm.
Like, purposely did it so that they could film it, leak it, and then have this whole situation in the media so they can get attention from it. You know what I mean?
Like, you're right. I feel like
that's
a big reach, though. That's a big reach, though.
You think I'm reaching?
Yes, friend. That's a big reach.
Anyways, moving on to next on the docket. So, Scooter Braun sold Taylor Swift Masters. Like, when I heard that story, I was so fucking shocked. Like, Like, he sold the rights to our first 6 albums. Like, that's crazy. How many things exactly hold that happen? Shane, you have no information about that story?
Oh, Lord, there's a lot going on. So, Scooter Braun, who is the new owner of the Big Machine record, sold her back catalog, her 6 previous albums, to another LLC known as Shadow Holdings, which is owned by the billionaire Mr. Roy E. Disney. But the deal is that Mr. Sean would continuously get royalties from the songs, even though he has sold the masters. That is their deal. But Taylor Swift has was supposed to actually have a deal with Shamrock. Now she is in the process of reconsidering it because she doesn't want anything to do with Scooter Braun. Honestly, there's a whole lot behind the story and I'm still trying to figure it out, because she's not making much money from royalties of the songs. Mr. Braun is. I understand why he sold them. I completely agree with him, because he made back all the money he spent buying Big Machine. It's one sale.
Plus, he's going to be making back. He makes all his money back, and he's still going to be
receiving the
because
which will
the Disney point. Person.
He is perfectly fine at this point.
The Disney person was trying to include Taylor Swift in the deal.
Yeah, but he threw.
But
them.
Unfortunately, yes. What happened is that Taylor Swift. Go again.
As per Roy E. Disney, he attempted to make contact with Taylor, and Sean told him if he ever makes contact, they will pull the deal.
Yes. So what happened is that he wanted to include her, but Scooter did not want that to happen. So what happened is that when he bought them, when he bought the rights, Scooter still will be benefiting from it. So Taylor Swift found out and was like, I don't want anything to do with that either way. So they still cross paths somehow.
But
with the long run of this is that Taylor Swift did come out and put out a statement about the entire situation, and she was literally saying she is aware of what happened, she knows what's going on, she is re-recording all of her albums, her 6 albums, and she is going to put them out very soon, as early as next year, and there will be more surprises on top of the album. So, of course, my change,
I can't be particularly upset with Scooter Braun, as per what Shane said. At the end of the day, I still business. You know, Taylor Swift is going to be hurt. It's her song, but
first of all,
you never under masters. You can't really send him.
No offense, Scooter's is a little bit. He could have sold it back to Taylor. It's not like Taylor doesn't have the money to buy her own.
She wanted to buy it, but he said
exactly.
No.
She has the money, but because of how she.
And then the person that was buying it wanted to include Taylor, and he said no. Took it personally.
Because what happened was there was an NDA that was included in the deal that she had to sign. So unless she signed the NDA where she can't say nothing but Scooter, then and she wasn't even told the amount that the purchase was going to be for.
Because they didn't want her to buy it. That's why they didn't tell her how much it was going for. You realize all of what Scooter did was just so Taylor did not buy it back. They did not want Taylor. Period.
No,
yeah, and it's so apparent, like, but through all of this, just because she know him no one tell her she forget her shit.
If he,
and I do despicable, even though he is with his right to do so. There's nothing legally wrong about it.
No.
Go ahead, Shane.
If Taylor Swift had gotten back her masters, or she would have gotten it back, he knows that he couldn't get that deal where he would still be benefiting from the royalties.
Right.
That is true.
This is mostly business. I'm not against him for it, because, hey, I run a business. I need to make sure my business stays afloat. The royalties have kept him floating for this long. Now he completely got back all his money while getting the benefit of owning the company. So, hey.
Plus still getting shares from the royalties.
No, you brought...
But he's not losing.
But Taylor Swift...
But question, though, guys.
Taylor Swift herself, I think she should swallow her pride and do make that deal with Roy Disney and Shamrock Holdings to get back some rights to her music. Instead of doing all
that. No.
I think it's a lot.
She do. I agree with
that. I don't agree with that.
Because I think...
Shane, you're breaking up.
I think Mr. Disney did this just for her benefit, because this is not benefiting him mostly.
The reason Taylor cannot go back now and sign, try to get any portion of that deal. So what happened is that how Scooter designed the deal to happen was to literally cut Taylor Swift out. That's what I'm saying. After he signed the deal, he cannot change anything on there. He was trying to get her involved before signing the deal when Scooter threatened him to pull out of the deal.
No, this is all allegedly, because we don't know the full
story. We don't know exactly
let
why.
Let me tell you something that was from Shamrock Holdings itself. Taylor Swift is a transcendent artist with timeless catalog. We made this investment because we believe immense value and opportunity that comes from her work. We fully respect and support her decision, and while we hoped to formally partner, we also knew that this was the possible outcome that we considered. We appreciate Taylor's open communication and professionalism with us these last few weeks. We hope to partner with her in new ways moving forward and remain committed to investing with artists in their work. This statement is concluded.
Well, that's nice.
So there are
that sounds
she
good.
Could be involved. She chose not to, from what I just read.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But listen, though, the fact that she's going to
personal feelings aside, I would suck it up.
Right. Then if that's
you know,
I agree. Go ahead, Robin.
The thing is, we have to. I mean, the fact that she's going to be re-recording those songs. I mean, are they going to be as successful as our older original things, though?
Robin, this is Taylor Swift. Be honest. This is Taylor Swift.
I mean, I still have to ask the question. I mean, I still got to ask. I mean...
She doesn't have necessarily anything losing. Her last tour literally was the U.S.
tour. Remember... I get what you're saying.
But remember Shane.
When we were talking...
Why did you
go ahead, Shane.
Her last tour, which was Bad Reputation or something like that, was literally the world's most renowned tour that paid the highest yield ever in history.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl is not really losing anything if she re-records the song. I just think that's a lot of time and effort to do over all of this again. When she could be working on new stuff.
You were saying, Robin?
I was just saying that, you know, remember when we were talking about, you know, the whole JoJo situation, you know, where she had re-recorded her older albums and had them now on streaming platforms. And it's like some of the songs, you know, would come up as the original, and you know, you didn't even realize which one you're really a slick. And so, I mean, yeah, she can always re-record our stuff and then whatnot, she has to tell everybody, oh, pick this album and not that album, because that album is Scooter Braun sold, so these are my re-recorded ones. Like, how many persons are going to be able to realize that the song that they're picking is either re-recorded or the original? You understand? Like, that could happen.
Yeah, there's a possibility it's going to happen probably 85 or 80% of the time. But if you are a diehard Taylor Swift fan, then I'm telling you, down south, they are going to know. And remember, she's going to re-record her music. That means different album cover. She's going to have her name plastered all over it and in the description under the bottom of all of her music that was released by her and when it was released. All of her music is going to be released at the same time or within the same month. So the dates are going to be a little bit different. But not a lot of people is patient. But if you want to support her, you and you're a really diehard Taylor Swift fan, and a lot of people are, especially because she sings country, up-tempo, pop music, people really gravitate to this girl. So they're going to go out and support her. So she's going to make back some money. Might not be all of it, but some money.
Okay. Yeah, I agree to that on some sort. All right. So, yeah, thank you so much, guys, for your opinions on that, of course. So we're definitely going to move on to our next topic here. So we're almost close to December. Almost time for the holidays. Shannon, are you ready for the holidays?
Not really.
How about you, Shannon? No. Shane? Seriously? So no. Look towards Christmas.
No, girl. Not like how you are.
Wow, I guess I'm the only person having the Christmas spirit. And, you know, speaking of Christmas spirit, Lil Nas X recently just dropped a new single, Holiday, which was giving us all the Christmas holiday tease. Shannon, you want to just break down that amazing song to us?
So Lil Nas X was teasing a few songs that will be a single from his upcoming album. Not yet titled, but we are all looking forward to hearing what's gonna be on there, what we're looking forward to hear. And he did drop is the first single for his upcoming album Holiday, and a visual last Friday. It was really good. The track is consistent with rapping about not being at the bottom of the charts, but at the top, about his sexuality, about Michael Jackson. It was basically giving you a rundown of where he's coming from to where he's at now, and what the track is really about. And a lot of people were criticizing the track and what is there, but no, the track is at 18, from dropped on the 13th of November 2020. The track is at 18,000 billion views and climbing.
18 million views.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. And climbing. I did like the track the first time I listened to it. It was really good, but 19,000 people did not like it. And that's a lot. But, you know, if you do support Lil Nas X, go out, watch his music video on YouTube, and go stream and buy his music. Because every little make a muckle, as my granny would have said.
Do you know who Lil Nas X is, Shane?
Keep referring to him as Lil Nas's X. I'm sure that nigga has a name. Damn, this is a problem with everybody. Y'all keep using people's title, like the title makes a damn difference. The man has a name. He's trying to make his own name. He doesn't want to be called Lil Nas X for the rest of his life.
What do you think he wants to be? So, Shane, what do you think he wants to be called? Name?
Why did he have a name?
Shane, that is his stage name. His stage name is...
We have to refer to him as his, as his stage name, Lil Nas X. Yes!
Definitely not going to listen to him.
Robin, can you please move on? Because Shane literally don't know what's going on here.
Sorry. Y'all can stop.
Oh my god!
Shane is so long. It's not even funny.
Somebody that calls himself somebody's ex. Sorry.
Oh my god.
No! His name is Lil Nas X. The name was not to steal it from Nas, but his name was
Nas Marat.
Created because his name with Nicki, he was with Nas because those were his favorite rappers at the time, and then they got together, so he put the name together, and then when he got signed to the record label, they were like, you can't use that name, so they dropped the Nicki part, the Mirage part, and then just gave him a little behind his name, and now he's Lil Nas X. He was planning on changing his name, and then Nas gave him the okay to keep it, so it's like neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So he kept the name.
Listen, you know what I think? You know what I think? I feel as though, and I want to say this so that persons who may be listening to my podcast understand where I'm coming from. What I like about Lil Nas X is that he's really riding the social wave right now, where it's beneficial to be a social media artist, where you have the ability to have a really great social media following, whether it's Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And when you have that dedicated type of following, even if you are a mediocre artist, right, there is still a lot of brand building that goes into having these huge followings. So you have to be able to have that intact. If you have to have the music intact for people who love, and you have to also have to be able to brand yourself in a way that will keep people engaged and follow you. And I feel like Lil Nas X is smart because he's one of the few people. He's one of the people that are doing it right now. Like, Saweetie's one of them. He's one of them. Of course, Cardi B is one of them. Because obviously, she is the blueprint for sure. And I like that he's taking that approach to it, but I enjoy the music. Other persons now go enjoy the music, other persons now go enjoy him being who he is, but at the end of the day, he has already established a brand, and people, especially general public, are really loving him for that and how he's been carrying himself. And I think that regardless of what we think about him, at the end of the day, big marketing companies and big record labels, them still look at how people gravitate to you as a person, as an artist. So I want him to continue to do what he's doing, and he might go big, and I will be supporting him. That's all I have to say on that. Yeah. So, moving on to our next topic. I was watching the Wendy Williams show, and she made some comments about Black China having nowhere to live, and also Tyga's landlord suing him for $200,000. So, I don't know if Shane wants to talk about this or if he wants to talk about it.
Go right ahead.
Shane, do you have any info?
No, go right ahead.
You don't want to talk about it?
Well,
okay. So, anyway, so my good aunt, Auntie Wendy, was basically, well, first of all, she was talking about the fact that Tyga's landlord, Shannon, was suing him for $200,000 because damages to the apartment that he had, like to the walls, a lot of countertop was damaged in the kitchen, the wood floors damaged. So they basically gave a list of all the things that were damaged that total up to being $200,000 plus unpaid rent. You know what I mean? And I mean, the situation is not new to me because we've heard situations in the past, and we all know that Tyga doesn't have a reputation of not paying his rent. So what Wendy said wasn't necessarily wrong. I mean, the landlord should have known better, because if you notice somebody have the type of here, or them the type of person where have issues paying rent and always do shit to their apartment when they rent it, like, why would me as a logical renter would offer this person, as much as him being a celebrity or whatnot, but at the end of the day I would turn around, so I'm like, you're dumb for that. And I'm gonna think same, but I'm gonna get $200,000 out of that regardless. And she also mentioned Black China, you know, just hitting her up randomly and saying, hey, do you know any apartment in New York? I need some place to live. I feel like that is all strategic. I feel like China wants to be in the public, to be relevant, and she's just getting Wendy Williams to do it. So Wendy Williams is going to say some broad things, some old bullshit like, oh, you know, Black China just randomly texts me to say, you know, if there's any places like, because I want to move. And she just twists it in a way that would get us interested, because she, Black China probably didn't say it like that, you know. But the way Wendy said it has now gotten people in tuned in the fact that, what? Black China fucking homeless? You lie. And then Black China would just, boom, bitches, I got you. I got some place to live. I'm still living pretty, lavish, fabulous. You see where I'm going with this, Shannon? So I feel like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily look into that, because this is probably a setup. This is probably... This is what they do.
First of all, your aunt's a bitch. Secondly, Black China is a whole fucking headache that I'm annoyed of. Her existence is truly annoying sometimes. But if...
Oh, that's harsh.
Girl, if you want to claim that you have all money, this one point how many in cars you put down, why the fuck do you need to flaunt it? This is the thing I don't get about people who think they're rich and they're broke as fuck. People that are rich are not as flaunty and trashy as y'all. Stop pretending to be something you're not.
I agree. What say you, Shannon?
I have nothing to say on this topic.
But you do get where I was coming from with that, right?
Yep.
All right. So, you know, guys, we reached the end of a wonderful program today. And before we head out, you know, this is definitely one of my favorite things to do with Lyrics of the Week. And where I basically, you know, just pick a song that have some really good lyrics that stood out the most to me. You know, how I feel about the song in a whole and how it makes me feel. So today I chose Mariah Carey, Hero. You know, everybody knows Hero. And I really love this song. And the lyric that stood out most to me was the bridge where it says, Lord knows dreams are hard to follow, but don't let anyone tear them away. Hold on, there'll be tomorrow in time. You'll find it. And I feel like that is kind of like a positive affirmation that Mariah Carey is like giving to me. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but she's literally just telling me like, yo, like, you have your dreams and you definitely want to make a dream come true, but sometimes hurdles out of the day. You know, sometimes you have to you know, on place where y'all gonna want to just smile because it feel like that there is really no way to make those dreams come true. But you know, just wipe the tears one side, just go on through. There will always be a tomorrow. Once you have life, there will always be a tomorrow. And once you go through, you'll eventually the dreams and definitely are going to be there to just follow through. And that's motivational for me. That's definitely positive information for me. And I don't know how you guys feel, but I just love that for the lyric in the song. You guys know the song?
Yes.
Shannon.
You're breaking up over here. Song,
hero.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I hear you, but you were breaking up a little bit.
We you heard anything I said, Shane? So, I was just asking if you guys knew the song. Well, I think you guys should go ahead and listen to it. You know, you can all on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. You know, go ahead and check out the song. I really love the song, and I would want you guys to listen to it as well. Shannon, you know, do you have anything you want before we end our show today?
No.
Celebrities need to get a life.
All right. How about you, Shane? For sure. Sure. And anyways, I just wanna, you know, just let my audience know, you know, guys, I'm still in COVID. Just remember, sanitize, wear a mask, and just keep on social distancing and just be safe. All right. So guys, thank you so much for joining us. This is We Got Issues. And tune in with us next Wednesday for another episode. All right. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.